We took off from Milwaukee, and you get above the clouds, and it's beautiful up there. The sun is out, and it was a beautiful afternoon. But then, as you descend down through the clouds, is when the weather was not very good. And I vividly remember when we came in for our approach that we were flying in, it's called the instrument flight rules, where you're just flying in fog, basically. You're in a cloud, so you can't see out of the aircraft. And I remember Bill asking me, to look out at the wings and ask me if I could see any ice on the wings. And I remember him flipping the switch to, there were these little plastic boots on the leading edge of the wing that would inflate to break the ice. And I remember him doing that. And we were on our approach, the instrument approach. So you're flying, you're just purely following your instruments to get you to the runway, because you can't see out and visually see the runway. And I just remember him saying, watch for the runway lights. And as we were, I just remember holding on to the dashboard and just, peering, looking for those lights, because I could sense that he was a little bit stressed, or, I knew the weather was not real good, because I had listened to all the air traffic control talk and the weather report and the reports from the first plane that landed. So, I'm watching and watching and watching and watching, and Bill is flying, and just we're descending, and all of a sudden I see the runway lights, and I can tell we're high. There's these red and white lights at the end of the runway for that indicate your glide path. And so I remember seeing the lights, but the lights were indicating that we were high, but we knew that the runway at Des Moines was long and we had a small plane. So we proceeded and landed safely. But I remember we taxied then to the little fixed-based operator where the men's team had parked, and I just remember getting out of the plane and stepping out, and it was like a skating rink.